Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Okay, I'll go to Charlie Chalk first, well-known publican and restaurateur and for many, many years, and a great reputation in the various pubs he runs. Charlie Chalk, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And how are you?
I'm not bad now at all.
Okay, what are your plans? You were quoted as saying you're going to resume trading at 7 of your 9 pubs on June the 29th, when restaurants are set to reopen. How is that going to work for you, Charlie?
Well, Joe, I am a restaurateur in 7 of these 9 pubs.
Mm-hmm.
I have a restaurant license, and I'm just opening, like all the rest of my friends in the restaurant business, on the 29th of June.
And will the pub, but they're in pubs, will they be able to buy a pint?
They will, yes, with their meal.
Will they have to have a meal?
Yes, they will have to have food, yes.
And will it have to be of a certain threshold value-wise?
I mean, a meal is a meal.
Can I come in and order a sandwich, Charlie?
You can, of course. Yes, food. They can have food.
I can order a sandwich and a pint?
Yes, they can.
Can I order a plate of chips and a pint?
You can.
Okay.
What's a dinner to one person is not to another, you know?
That's a good point, yeah. But the pubs, according to the current plan, aren't set to reopen nearly, 6 weeks later, August the 10th?
Yes, well, that'll happen with two of my pubs that don't have the restaurant licences.
And do you pay much extra for a restaurant licence?
Well, you do. You have to have. It's just not a license. It's kitchens and it's
hygiene.
You know,
and, yeah, rules and regulations.
Yeah, okay. We have to comply with the health boards and fire regulations with everything.
And viability, Charlie, when you open the restaurants. But as you say, you can come in and order a chicken sandwich and a bag of potato, and you can buy a pint. So, for many people, that's what they do in a pub. But anyway. The viability, Charlie.
Yeah, well, that's the big point about it all. We'll be reducing the capacity by probably 50% or more. So yeah, we'll just have to wait and see how that works out, Joe, you know.
And while your pubs are shut, Charlie, what about all the beer that's sitting there? Is that gone to waste? Is it gone to waste is the wrong word, but will it go off?
No, I don't think so. But it's gone back to the brewery anyway. So.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
They've taken it all back. Okay, stay with us. That's Charlie Chalk. Gerald Mellett is from Ardatton in Tullow in County Carlow, if I remember correctly, member of the Ardatton Inn. When are you reopening, Gerald?
Well, I don't know, Joe, because to be honest with you, I don't think for safety reasons and viability reasons, I don't think we will be open for a long, long time. I mean, if you look at the criteria that was set out in the papers on Sunday in relation to building opening and stuff like that, it's very severe. And if you bring that, we don't even know what NPHET's demands are going to be in relation to pubs and restaurants opening. And I think they'll be so severe that it will just not be financially viable for the vast majority of country pubs especially, and town and village pubs, to reopen. We're going to be in a situation, Joe, where the minute we open, we are going to have 100% of our overheads coming through the door, and on capacity we're going to be down to about 25%, so you don't have to be a mathematician to work that out. It's just not going to be viable.
And what about this campaign? There is a campaign by the LVA and the Irish Vintners Organisation to reopen on the date that Charlie is going to reopen 6 of his 8 pubs because he has a restaurant licence. That's June the 29th. Do you agree with that campaign?
Well, look, I don't. Listen, I'm 42 years standing behind a bar counter, and I've been hands-on for 42 years, and when we open, I'll be behind the counter. There is serious issues in relation to the health and safety of customers, of your staff, and for your own health and safety. And if you take into account, Joe, that especially in rural Ireland, the vast majority of publicans will be in the high age bracket. And I can't see a lot of them putting themselves in harm's way at this stage in their lives to open a premises when they're going to be cut down to about 25% capacity, and as I've said, it won't be viable for them.
So what do you think of the campaign for June the 29th?
Look, Charlie is a long time in business, and he has a lot of businesses, and he knows...
Well, you said in your email, as a publican, my voice is not being heard. I, along with thousands of publicans, am totally against pubs opening at this time. When nurses and doctors are risking their lives day to day to save people from this terrible disease, it is very sad to see some people prepared to jeopardise all that good work for the sake of a few more weeks. The vast amount of publicans in Ireland do not want to open pubs until it is safe to do so.
And that is correct.
And Neffet say that won't happen until August.
Yes, and we should have left it to them. They are the experts.
And what do you think of... But it's not just Charlie, I'm sure. What do you think of pubs with restaurants and that grey area that, where they are opening again?
I don't think it will be viable for them, and I don't think they should have gone down that road. I think they should have left it to the powers that be that have brought us through this virus. And look at it. As I've said in that letter, Joe, in the village I'm in here... There are nurses who can't come home from Dublin and have been cocooned nearly themselves in Dublin because they're afraid they're working in a danger zone and they're afraid of bringing this virus home to their families. We have to have respect for the nurses and for the doctors. And I think we have to stick by Neffet's what they've gone with.
Okay. Charlie, do you want to reply there?
Yeah, that's very fine. That's up to himself what he wants to do with his own business. But I employ 440 people,
and
they're all kind of unemployed now. And I'm trying to get them all back to work, as many as I possibly can. And I'm trying to give a service to the public, which I get a license for every year. And I must think of my customers as well as my staff, and do the best I can. As a public and restaurateur for these people, we must comply with all the requirements of the health board and the minister, and that's what I'm trying to do. I don't want to be negative about it, and I think he's been a bit negative, and open and see how you get on. That's my attitude. Whether it's viable or not, we won't know until we try it.
And Charlie, are you, given that you've had some fantastic ideas over the years, have you any ideas about expanding your offering? Like, you've big car parks. I know the goats.
My son at the moment actually is opening a pizza takeaway in the goat on Friday, trying to provide food for the local people of Goatstown.
So what does that mean? Just explain the geography there. It's going to be in the car park, is it?
Yes, it's a mobile unit that he has purchased, and he's purchased all the equipment, and he's going to open a fantastic, hopefully, pizza offer to the public.
Okay. Now, when that pizza offer, you don't have a pizza offering before BC, before COVID?
No.
Okay.
No, you
have an outdoor pizza offering now, and as of June the 29th, when the building reopens... Can I buy a pizza and a pint?
Well, of course you can.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Frank is on the line. Frank, 51551, wash your hands. Frank, your pint, please. You're listening to Charlie Chalk and Jared Mallett. Go ahead, Frank.
Joe, how are you?
Good.
Something wrong with the line there.
No, I can hear you loud and clear. And you're keep going.
Joe, the pubs is not going to work at all.
Why not?
Joe, I'm hearing one of your receptionists talking there.
Yeah, it's the producer actually. But stay there with us. It's coming. I don't know why it's coming over. We'll take a quick break and we'll sort it out. There's no bother.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Two publicans on the line. Jared Mallett is in Ardatton in Tullow in County Carlow. He just has the Ardatton Inn. Charlie Chalk owns 9 pubs in Dublin. Dubliners will know them. They're high profile, big, very, very, very popular pubs. 7 out of the 9 have a food offering. And Charlie says he will open those 7 on June the 29th, when restaurants can reopen, and he will serve pints, as they say, rather than August the 10th, when Neffet say that that's the earliest date pubs should reopen. And Charlie's just said that they're actually going to expand their food offering. And as far as he's concerned, the sandwich is food in from June the 29th. So people can buy a pint with it. But he said they're opening a pizza takeaway in the grounds of or outside the Goat Inn, for example, and that's opening this Friday. But once June the 29th comes around, if you come to buy a pizza, you can also buy a pint because the pub element of it will be open as well. Frank, your pint, please.
Hello, Joe. That's a lot better.
Okay.
Grade, Joe. That's all there is. It's grade with the publicans.
In what way?
Well, I'll tell you what way, Joe. As far as I'm concerned, pubs and drinking dens should be the last to open. At the moment, Joe, we're all doing everything. We're trained now. We're standing in queues without thinking twice about it. We're washing hands. We're doing everything. You go into a pub, Joe, you buy a pint of alcohol, which is a legal drug. As soon as you get a couple of pints on you, everything's out the window. There'll be people swapping sweaty handshakes, everything. Going into the toilets, everything. The virus will be a cesspit around the city again and the country. We go into another shutdown then, country gone, economy gone. What's Mr. Char going to do about that?
Charlie?
Well, if that happens, I'm not going to do anything about it because I'm not capable of doing anything about it. But I can assure him that in my pub, everything would be properly managed and people would not be handshaking and people would not be meeting in toilets. Because the toilets will be managed and only be one at a time going into them. And everything is going to be properly managed, and the food and all is going to be served by professionals, and the whole place is going to be passed by the health boards, and I don't agree with that at all.
Well, then open your restaurant, Charlie, and just don't serve alcohol. There's nothing wrong with that. Why do you want to serve alcohol?
Well, what kind of have you got against alcohol? I mean, if people go
into a
restaurant
drug,
at any
time,
they're entitled to have a drink. If somebody fancies a drink with their pint, whether it be a pint or a glass of wine or whatever, they're entitled to have it.
The world we knew, Charlie, is gone. Pubs is gone.
Fine. I mean, if someone says that I can't sell a pint, a drink to a customer, then all the restaurants in Dublin will not be able to sell a drink to a customer as well.
Well, I think that's the way it should. That's like it's.
And your point, Frank, is that people lose their inhibitions, which is one of the joys that people get out. They relax or whatever when they have a few units of alcohol on them. Isn't that your point, so to speak?
Joe, people drink to change, Joe. People drink to change, to be someone else for a few hours or feel something else.
It's a sociable thing as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, when you're washing your hands and keeping your distance, a few drinks in your jaw, it's got to be very hard for a publican in any size pub to monitor every single person.
And what do you think of Charlie said, for example, that there'll be only one person in the loo at any one time? I don't know how you're going to organise that, Charlie.
I don't know either.
Well, with someone on the loo, and we
where will the queue go?
How do you mean this?
I want to go to the loo. I walk up to the gents. There's someone, one of your very friendly staff on the door saying, no, there's someone in there.
Okay,
now, there's someone behind me, The queue is now halfway across the bar, and people are yapping to each other and breaking social distance.
We'll have the proper spaces between everybody, and we have four loos.
Well, you're going to put in extra toilets.
Well, we will if we need them to. Yes, we will do whatever we have to comply with what we have to do.
Okay. Well, Frank, what do you think of that, Frank? Charlie has the answers. He's thinking.
I think they're going to have to get professional medical people on board here, Joe, and get their advice, to be honest with you. I wouldn't like to have a pub, Joe, because I can see this being a...
Will you go into a pub when they do reopen in August, if they do?
I don't know, John. Really, I can't say, look, I enjoy a pint, but you wouldn't feel comfortable. You wake up the next morning, you want to watch it.
Yeah, but did you not say at one stage, or did you not intimate that you don't, what you said, the pub is gone? The days of the pub are gone. Frank is gone as well. Sorry, no, that's not Frank's. Now, Charlie, do you worry about the long-term viability of pubs?
Well, of course, we all have to worry about it, but sitting on our backsides and, mm-hmm. and not doing anything about it is not the answer either. We've got to try and think of our staff and our customers, as I said before, and see what we can do in this situation. And hopefully, what our offering, in my restaurants, by the way,
mm-hmm.
the name pub has been mentioned here quite too often, I think.
Okay.
It's a restaurant that I'm running, seven of them from the 29th, please God, and we'll give a very good service to the people, and it'll be responsible, and there'll be no one falling around the place, there'll be none of that kind of thing. It's a restaurant, and people okay. will book their table, and they'll stay for a couple of hours if they want to.
And
in there'll be cases, and
that's
then someone
my,
else.
That's my next question. Will they be allowed to stay all day?
No, they won't. The tables will be given to them for a couple of hours at a time.
If they need it
for a couple of hours, that is.
Yeah, so you say to them, okay, you have a booking for 12 or whatever, but you have to vacate the table by 2.
Well, that'll be 3 tables then, because it's only a table for 4. So if they're 12, as you say, if they're a table for 12.
No, table 12, noon, I mean, noon.
Oh,
noon,
I beg your pardon, I'm sorry.
No, my fault.
Yes, they'll have to vacate it by 2.
So you're going to say there'll be a max of 2 hours on every table, so to speak?
Yes.
And will you have outdoor seating?
Well, we do, yeah.
And what way are you going to? Because it strikes me that would be a benefit if you could even turn your car park into a whole outdoor area.
Yes, there's talks about that going on at the moment. We have to wait to see what comes out of it.
And where will the smokers go?
Well, the smokers will go where they normally went. And that's it. We have 2 different areas. We have an outside area for non-smokers as well.
Yeah. But will they be mixing with non-smokers? You follow
no,
me?
They won't. No.
You're going to divide. Okay.
Yeah.
And Charlie, in the lockdown, I know you have some fantastic signage and uplifting messages outside some of your pubs, in fairness. But at any time during the lockdown, Charlie, did you think you wouldn't survive the business?
Well, I still think that we may not survive.
Wow.
It depends on how nice the state is to us and the banks and our suppliers and all that. And that's why I'm opening to try and get things back to somewhere near normality.
Okay.
So, and we won't survive sitting down doing nothing. That is for certain.
Okay. Is this the biggest blow? I know you've been unfortunately shot when some fella robbed the goat. Was it the goat in? I think it was. Right. And you lost your life. But is this the biggest kind of public blow you've had in your career, Charlie?
Of course it is. Yeah, it's very very it's terrible. It's shocking. And the government are doing the best they can. The health board is doing the best they can. So we must all try and do the best we can. You know.
Okay. So now, Niall O'Callaghan, 51551 Masherhas. Niall, you're a councillor and a publican.
I am, Joe. How's it going? Welcome good. From sunny Killarney.
Oh, great stuff, yes. Is it empty, Killarney? No.
It's absolutely empty. Killarney is devastated, Joe. Absolutely devastated. The tourism industry down here is one of the biggest in the country. Other than Dublin, Galway and Cork, Killarney is the biggest one. And we're delighted. We're in beauty's home here. But, for example, I'll give you us. We're a small country hotel in Killarney.
Okay.
We have a big bar, very popular bar.
Right.
With social restrictions, that some of the estimates and measuring and everything, I get 24 people into my bar that I'd normally get 300, 400 people on a Saturday night.
Wow.
And now, I've no problem with closing, Joe, because I'm 100% in favour of COVID. We need to respect the frontline workers. We need to respect the elderly, my staff, my family. My mother's 84. My brother's struggling with cancer. I have all these issues going on. So I understand where we're going. But I was told to close on the 15th of March, Joe, which is the week coming up to St. Patrick's Day. Mm. No problem, closed like every other vintner. Haven't had one bit of support from the government since we closed. It's costing me roughly 4,000 a month to stay closed. Where do I get the money for that? I have no problem. I want to stay closed. If the government come and give grants. See, the problem is, Joe, they come with all these fancy schemes. Oh, we have a scheme for this and listen to this. And I know, because I'm a councillor, because I know all of these fancy words they give you. But when you go to actually filling out the forms to go away and try and get one of these schemes, oh, that doesn't count for you. So why don't the government actually just pick up the phone or pick up and say, listen, what did you pay last month in expenses to stay closed? Because we have insurance, Joe, and as you know, insurance is a huge cost in our industry. We have insurance that we cannot stop, because if our buildings burn down or flood, we can't do it. So we have insurance, we have electricity that we've signed contracts for. We have a cost that we cannot defer. And I'll be honest, the banks have been good enough. They've been good. I can't say anything bad about it. But who's going to give me the 4,000 I need to pay my bills? I'm over, straight up, Joe. I came out of the winter, like every other business in this country, overdrawn in my overdraft. And I'm trying to survive a family business that's there 50 years. It can only survive if the government step up. Less of the, oh, we have a scheme for this and a scheme for that. The world is grand. Step up. Take a loan out. It's very simple. The country is devastated. A number of years ago, the farming industry was devastated. And rightly so, the government gave them grants. They gave the fishermen grants. Now, what about the tourism industry? Who's going to step up? There's a lot of rhetoric, Joe. I understand where Mr. Chalk is coming from, because he's got big businesses and he has big payments, and I understand that. But I have probably one of the second or third or fourth busiest bar in Killarney. But I know if I open on the 10th of August, for example, I'm going to be open with social restrictions. I'll have five people working in the bar that are actually not facilitating the service. Two people on the doors so that they're taking names and addresses. Two people on the toilets and one person on the floor before I even pay a bar staff or a waitress. Now, it's this simple with the government. If they don't come with the grants, a lot of businesses go out of business. And how many people working, physically working, will be out of jobs, will have to go draw the dole, and how much will it cost at the end of the day to the state if they don't do this? Take a loan out, put it over 20 or 30 years. Facilitate. I'm not talking about paying my wages or paying my mother's wages or paying anybody's wages. All I want the government to do is, yeah, we have an issue here. This is COVID is very serious. We're going to close, and we're not going to open until we have a resolution. But you're going to be paid to stay closed, because, Joe, the key here is, the minute any business opens, our suppliers are going to come looking for money. Now, how am I going to pay a supplier, pay staff, and pay taxes, and pay everything off 24 people in the bar?
Charlie, say with us now. Charlie, what's your sense? I presume from your location, you know a few politicians they frequent. What's your sense? Is there any hope that the government would give pubs any support? Given that you're such revenue generators for the state in terms of taxes on drink, which are quite high, but do you get any sense, Charlie, that they're considering giving grants or support to pubs?
Yes, Joe. We have two associations, the Vintners Associations and the LVA and the VFI. They represent the publicans of Ireland, and they are fighting our case. And they're doing a good job so far, and I'm quite sure that at the end of the day that we will benefit from having these associations. And you know, we can all start crying at the moment about this, that, and the other thing. It's a terrible situation the country is in. So, I mean, if the government deem restaurants to open on the 29th of June, well, then I have seven restaurants, and I'm opening my restaurants. It's as simple as that. And I'm going to comply with whatever regulations that the state put on me to open these, to give that service that I'm given for the last 50 years.
And so, Niall, given that Tony Holden, last Chief Medical Officer last night, said, forget about a continental holiday this year, does that not mean once July comes, Killarney is going to be, I don't know if Killarney got a plan, but Killarney for Irish tourists will become a destination?
Jesus, I hope so, Joe. I hope so. Out of the ashes, maybe Killarney come out, the Phoenix will come out. But
many hotels in Killarney, Niall, do you know?
Oh, Joe, I tell you, there's a lot. And big hotels, and they pay big rates, and they have a lot of staff working for them. And I totally understand where Mr. Chalk is coming from. I really do. But, for example, the VAT rate. The show Leo Varadkar and the Dáil said yesterday, that's not going to happen. We're not going to give you 0% VAT. So at the moment, we're in close since the 15th of March. This is my point. 15th of March. Not one thing has happened to help me to stay closed. And I want to stay closed. And I think it's good that we stay closed for the COVID. And I understand Mr. Chalk's point as well. I want to get open. I'm a busy person. I want to get busy again.
Yeah, of course,
I want to see people coming to Killarney. I want to see people in Dublin. But there's also the Dublin market is different than the rest of the country as well, Mr. Chalk. Like, you have a huge turnover, and even Killarney is a busy town. But there's a lot of small rural pubs in this country that need a grant.
Okay,
you
run the Railway Bar in Capoquin there in Waterford.
Yes, Joe. Yeah.
What do you think of Charlie's idea? He has restaurant licenses in 7 out of 9, so he's going for June 29th, not August 10.
Yeah, well, like if we could do the same, like we say, if we give out a bowl of soup or a sandwich, we could open again, right? And hopefully on that date, but I'd say the 25 pubs in West Waterford, every one of them are the same. You have to pass each other. You know, the toilets are very small, and all the pubs are small. Now, here in my pub, right, if you opened, everyone will have, the ladies and the gents are out in the one direction. So everyone will have to, and everyone sits at the bar, you know, and they're all served at the bar, and they're watching hustles and watching racing, and, you know, so, and all the matches. So I don't see anyone sitting back. So, like, you know, people will be there. We can't afford to put bouncers on the doors and, you know, to chaos, you know.
Well, do you think, are you going to open under the new rules on August the 10th, Eamon?
I hopefully, yeah, but I can't see this social distancing working in pubs. I don't see it.
And nobody can stand or sit at the bar?
Well, it won't work in, because, like, the pub that I have, you'll have to be nearly at the bar. The most of the room is at the bar. And the 25 pubs are now in Westport, and they're nearly all the same, you know, the small, pretty tight pubs. So, and a lot of them are busy. Some of them are busy, very busy pub. And this would be, we'd say, if we're playing here on a Sunday now, right? Mm. At the matches were back, this pub would be packed. And oh, I don't know how could you walk.
Well, have you an area outside, given the weather might be?
Very small, no. The only tiny, tiny is very small. So you would only fit 6 or 7 people out, you know. Very small smoking area.
Okay.
And so I don't know what Charlie's saying. Like, you know, people love to get back and, you know, but I can't see it happening yet for a while. I don't. I'd be even doubtful if anything about August. If you know the virus will come back again, I think you know we better have to stay closed for another while. They're going to leave us open and walk away. You know.
And how are you surviving, Eamon? Can I ask? Because are you entitled to the COVID payment?
I'm getting the 350. Yeah.
Okay.
Just about keep you alive.
Okay.
And you're here every day, and you're doing a bit of painting and doing something. Yeah. And we're lucky that the weather is good. You know that.
Yeah.
Feel like.
And Niall O'Callaghan, how are you surviving?
Yeah, I'm the same. All our workers are gone on the COVID payments, and I'm no different than anybody else. You know, I totally understand COVID is the most important thing here. But I don't want people thinking the Vinteners are pushing because we're not taking note of COVID. We're not. As Mr. Chalk said, he'll be fully compliant when he opens. And this is the most important thing. We'll all be fully compliant. My worry is the compliance that they're going to put on us will trade us into basically bankruptcy unless we can come along with a grant for these businesses. And the problem is, everyone we've talked to now, and Mr. Chalk is saying that everybody's fighting our corner, we're closed 2 months. Surely somebody's got an idea at this stage. They're all full-time people above in the civil service.
Isn't the difference in the LVA and the IVF?
The Vinteners of Federation of Ireland would be more rural, and the LVA would be Dublin.
Why don't they amalgamate?
Yeah. I actually don't know. I'm 50. I'm only young for like I'm better.
Charlie, why do we need two associations to represent publicans?
Yeah, well, I don't really know. They tried to amalgamate there a couple of years ago, and it just didn't happen.
Okay.
But they do get together when they need to a situation like we have at the moment. They do get together and meet the government, you know, and that type of thing. But
but it'd be much easier if there's only one organisation meet the government.
It would be much better, I suppose.
Okay, Jerry is in Cavan. Jerry, your point, please.
Hello, Joe.
Charlie Chalk has been accused by Frank of being greedy because he's opening his pubs that have restaurants on June 29th rather than August 10th.
That man has to be a sober alcoholic. He's again drink.
Yeah, well, don't say that.
What harm is a food and a glass of wine or a pint of Guinness, whatever you're having? That's no harm. And I give him a clap in the back for opening up in June, because he's trying to run a business with food and drink on out. You know, and that's what Audrey Bar that doesn't have the food. Good luck to them as well. And I hope that you get opening up in August.
Well, see, what Charlie has is a restaurant license. I don't know.
Yes, we have a restaurant. Restaurants around the country, Joe, in Carpentown and in my local town, Duggan's down the road from here as well. And I hope they get opened up because they do very well with the food and they will apply by the law.
But do they,
they have to live well.
Yeah, but you, Charlie, help me here. You specifically have to have a restaurant license, don't you, for June 29?
Yeah, and any establishment I'm sure they have, or they wouldn't be there.
Okay.
You know? And then come back to the pubs, then what Dr. Hulahan was saying, Tony Hulahan was saying there as well, there last week, I noticed that the bartender, let be a male or female, coming out to serve the people in the bar. And go back. That's not healthy for them coming out mixing through the crowd, even though we're distanced, you know, or treated a table, Joe. We should be able to go up to the bar when there's no stools there, get a drink to the bar, close between us, and go back down to the table, you know. And then that, Joe, now, the weekend before that we were closing down the pubs on the tours of Friday night, I was in my local Eamon Donald's in Ballet Hills, and we kept our distance, actually, them few nights in the pub and the back lounge. So I think people will apply and they know themselves what to do.
Okay. Peter Toohey. Okay. Stay there, Jerry. Peter Toohey in Tipperary.
Hello, Joe.
Your point, please.
Joe, me personally, I'm drinking since I'm 50 years of age next year. I'm drinking since I was 18, went to a lot of different pubs. Me personally, I think social distance in a pub should be in the same sentence. Because why would you go to a pub if you can't mix with people? The whole idea of going to a pub... The whole idea of going to a pub is for to socialise, not to invite people. So if I have to go to a pub, let it be August, September or July, and invite people, I'm not going to go.
Because it is about the social aspect and having a chat with people.
And as the other man said earlier on, and I think he got talk up wrong, as he said, like, when you go and you drink 3-4 pints, however many pints it is, people in general become more sociable and more friendly, and sometimes you might have certain people that have a habit of shaking hands or how's it going,
or
whatever. So I think if even it was to be September and things were to be gone better in the country, and by that stage, I just cannot humanly possible see how, I don't care whether it's the biggest pub in Dublin or the smallest pub in Clonakilty, how they can operate and how they're going to monitor social distance. I have a nephew, and he's 30 years of age, and he's doing security bar work since he was 18. And he personally said to me, he said, if he gets a call to do it, he's not taking it on. Because he said, how could he, said, go over and separate two men for just having a general conversation in a pub?
How would you police it? What about that, Charlie? How do you police it?
Well, Joe, I think we're getting mixed up here.
Okay.
What I'm opening is my restaurant. I'm opening a restaurant, right?
But even when he has the pub open, what's he going to do? How is he going to police it? Just can't.
Yes, it's a restaurant as well, you see. You don't understand. It's a restaurant. People dine. They're just not... They won't be just there drinking. That won't happen.
You think you're able to monitor while you have the restaurant. But even in August, how are you going to monitor it? Just can't.
We've got to wait and see, Joe. Joe, there's 6 or 7 weeks left to the 29th of June.
Okay, and you're...
And things, in my opinion, and I'm no scientist or anything else, that will improve between now and then. And social distancing mightn't be on the 29th of June what they're talking about now.
Okay.
And on these requirements. And let's hope that that's the case, because we have an awful habit. We got into this very quick, and we might just get out of it just as quickly, you know?
Yeah, but as Boris Johnson said the other day, unfortunately, climbing down from a high mountain is often more dangerous than climbing up.
Yeah, okay. What it is, and what we have to do, And what the pubs have to do, they'll have to do. And I have 2 pubs as well, so I'll have to do with them. And we can only all do what we can in the good interests of everybody in the state. The government, the health authority, our customers and our staff.
Okay.
And that's what I'm trying to do, Joe. And that's what I will be doing on the 29th, please God.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, Charlie Chalk. Thanks, Niall O'Callaghan, Peter Toohey, Eamon Cliff, Frank as well. By the way, we mentioned it the other day in the programme when we were talking about Riverdance. Tonight on BBC One at 7:30 p.m., It's that programme that was mentioned that they filmed this at great length, the preparations for the 25th anniversary Riverdance show, which happened last October. So that's on tonight at 7:30 on BBC One Television.